This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. An important development in Puerto Rico's attempt to move beyond its debt crisis, but it could mean spending reductions that could be painful, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
The plan calls for funding cuts at the University of Puerto Rico, reduced pension benefits, and a $500 million drop in the annual health care budget. More than half of the island's population is on government-provided health care. Hector Cordero Guzman is a professor at Baruch College. He says how Washington sees the island is as important as the plan itself.
If Puerto Rico is seen as a cost and a liability, then the crisis will continue to spiral out of control, and people will continue to leave.
Migration numbers to the mainland are among some of the highest in history, with many Puerto Ricans settling in Florida and Texas. Creditors have been told they'll have to take a haircut on the more than $70 billion owed. Mary Ellen Tai has been following this for Debt Wire Municipals. She says everyone will feel the pinch.
The board has been very clear that this is not a burden that will just be borne by pensioners or just be borne by bondholders.
The next move is likely negotiations, where the government will sit down at the table with creditors and hammer out the details. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.